This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And something without warning love.
Maryville University sponsors the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Mark Stricker, the former CBC star, has had a really fine recruiting class, getting a couple players from Fred Thatch's old team in Sykeston, some really good players. So congrats to Mark Stricker.
Frank, do you ever make a mistake on TV and you're convinced you're not wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and it's not a big... Never. Frank, do you make a mistake? No.
Oh, of course.
But yesterday, we're still kind of in knee-deep in Blues hoopla, correct? I mean, everything you're doing, Every show, the Cardinals are playing a doubleheader, and it is the I-70 series, which is pretty big. But for the most part, that game yesterday, both games were kind of an afterthought.
On your early shows,
afterthought.
My early shows, 15 seconds, a wipe to Cardinals VO. I've never done that in my life.
I think we did 25 seconds, and poor Zach Choate was down there getting post-game, and he comes back. He said, what do you need at 5? I said, we're good. Because we ran a Brett Hull clip, and a Kelly Chase, and a Berube, and an Armstrong, and then he said, you need some post-game at 6? And I said, I don't think I can fit
it. Oh, wow. You didn't want Michael Wacha talking about why he's not pitching
He said
well?
It was unacceptable. Yeah. We used Mike Schilt at 9. And he was sort of being defensive about how good he thinks this team is. And listen, that's no different than La Russa, Matheny. They all do it.
Yeah.
But he seemed to dig in a little bit more yesterday after the first game that he's willing to be overly optimistic. So I said, all right, you can sell me on that. Keep it to about 18, 19 seconds at 9 o'clock.
Be overly optimistic about better players. How about? Why not be
you don't
overly
think Walker's going to pitch?
Be overly optimistic about Daniel Ponce de Leon.
What coach or manager? You know what? Whitey was kind of honest once in a while. I can't pitch him. He can't get anybody
Didn't
out.
He call Pendleton fat or something? I could have sworn he, along the way, said, you know, if he'd eat less, he'd be in better shape. And I swear he said something like that.
Outside of them being somewhat ignored by most of St. Louis, I'm not saying everybody's ignoring them because of the Blues run, but... Is it a problem yet? Like, when do you start to... I know Claiborne's famous thing, the season doesn't start till Flag Day. That's a few weeks away. Is it panic time, kind of, or is it just a bad stretch?
You don't need to panic, but you're allowed to try new things.
Well, how were they 20-10? That's the question.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you looked at that moment, they were the best team in the major leagues. What had gone right? I mean, they'd just taken 3 in a row at that point from the Nationals, I believe.
I think when in doubt, you should just play Mike Matheny. That's right. What everybody else does.
That's fair.
We just got this text. By the class of 2013 through 15 officially add Wacha to Maness, Sechrist, Rosenthal, Matheny misused them all. He did not misuse Michael Wacha.
This
he
is an injury issue.
He did not misuse Trevor Rosenthal. Now, Maness, you know, these middle relievers.
I hate to say it, but I think if you ask most management level of a baseball team, they'd say there's a few guys a year that are disposable, that they don't you hate to say it, but that they don't mind. Just kind of beating them up and saying, we need them.
The best example is Sechrist to this, to where you just overuse the heck out of the guy who was, for a year and a half, just fantastic out of the bullpen and then started using him a ton in his velocity and, I don't know where he's at.
How much of that is just a guy that's throwing 97 and 98 and it eventually wears out? I mean, I don't know. Believe me, we'll get a text later on. If Paul Goldschmidt ends up hitting like 250, they're going to blame Matheny for Paul Goldschmidt. I promise.
No, this is the provocative question yesterday, and Brian Hoffman texted us, but Frank and I are probably too busy looking at Blues interviews from the night before to even think about it.
Absolutely.
But you are Mike Matheny, and you're looking down, saying, which team would I want to manage here? Because it's assumed he's going to be managing the Royals.
Oh, did you text that yesterday?
And the answer, didn't you say, what is Matheny thinking right now?
Watching this game.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't want to manage either one.
You look at that Royal team. Now, they still need some arms, but I understand they have some really good young, like 3 good arms in AA or AAA. That's a good-looking team maybe in a couple years.
Remember what Dayton Moore said
this
last
is gonna be
year.
Their super bad year.
He said, boy, we're bad a little earlier than I thought. In other words, they were supposed to be bad or down this year. You know what's weird is they're still riding a little bit of a wave from the World Series. Not in attendance. Attendance is way down. But Joel Goldberg told me their TV ratings are up.
This year?
Yeah, and the team is terrible. But I bring all of this up because I'm scrambling around. I get out there. One of the plays, I think, of the 2 or 3 plays, was Raul Mondesi Jr. got a hit to make it 3-0. And then somebody emailed and said, that's not his name. And I said, he's been on the Royals for like 4 or 5 years. And I was convinced I was right. I'm like, I remember he came up during their run in the World Series.
This is the other Mondesi?
He changed his name in 2019. I didn't get the memo. Did anyone know that it was Aldeberto? He changed his name. I don't know.
So somebody actually texted you?
Somebody emailed and said that wasn't the same Mondesi. And I'm like, yes, it was. He's been on the Royals. And so I looked it up. He changed his name going into this season. I'm sorry, I didn't know. Raul Mondesi Jr. is now Aldeberto.
And he's amazing. I didn't.
He's good. Let's face it, that is bad journalism.
Frank, did anybody know?
It's terrible journalism. Martin's my boy, but man, you're done.
Who the hell is Aldeberto? And why would you? Your dad was a pretty popular player.
Yeah,
pretty
Raul's
good.
A cool
Isn't
name.
That a good name?
Frank's going to purposely try to get an Aldeberto Mondesi highlight into his sports cast tonight just to prove that he can get it right.
You know, moving forward, when I don't, I'll just say, oh. Aldeberto de Young with a double into the game. Everybody's going to be Aldeberto now. But Raul Mondesi's son, that has a little bit of cachet. Isn't that weird? I just wonder, did you get mad at your dad and say, okay, that's it, I'm taking my name away?
Is it more so just you want to be your own player and not always compare?
But why now?
I don't know.
I mean, he's been there since 2015. Isn't that weird? We've seen it a few times.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. is kind of cool.
No, that'll change.
Hit his first home run in Toronto last night.
Speaking of names,
right?
He's so good.
Wow.
He's fun.
Yeah.
If you were starting a franchise, you could pick anybody. I know you don't have to pick Trout first. But would Mondesi and Tatis be in the top 10 if we're talking like 10 years from now? Or if you want to keep a guy for 10 years?
Tatis might be up there. I know Guerrero's up there, certainly. Boy. I'm not sure where Mondesi
How old is Trout? Like 26, 27?
Yeah, but he'll be good for you.
I'm saying he's still really young, but he's been around for, five years?
I like Ronald Acuna Jr. I'm just a huge fan of him. I know it's an outfield.
They're all juniors.
I mean, there's Juan Soto of Washington. You got to include him.
Yeah.
You got to include
the other guy in Washington. Who's the other guy? The two outfielders? Soto's the stud, but there's another one that's pretty good. Robles, maybe?
Yeah, Robles, yeah.
All right.
And the Cardinals have...
Before we go to break, you guys are crazy if you wouldn't take Parayko over Petro. We all took Parayko over Petro.
I would take Parayko. Because the question was, for the next 4 or 5 years,
you're just
correct?
Saying that because he's nicer to the media, Parayko.
No, I'm just saying, at this point in their career...
Do you think Petro has become a little bit...
He can get a little snippy in postgame, I would say. He has a little bit... And I don't mind a little bit of edge, because sometimes it can turn into a better soundbite.
But he admitted to a problem, too, though. Like, if he has a bad game, he doesn't really shy away. He doesn't hide by it like some athletes do.
He's pretty available, and I think he knows as the captain he's pretty available. But he could be – I'd say he'll challenge a little bit more in the postgame. He doesn't push the mics, and which, by the way, credit to Steen for not pushing Layla's mic away. That was a big moment.
Layla could have put it right there. She would have done a thing.
You know what's funny is I think she would have shoved it back in his face. Yeah. She doesn't care.
So best talker on the Blues team would be Ryan O'Reilly.
100%. And he had a great interview with Parayko. 100%, yes.
Now, Parayko's really nice, doesn't say quite as much.
Yeah, Parayko's
real
pleasant.
You know who's up there is Maroon, because he'll say it edgy. And
he just says it real kind of quiet.
Blanked off.
Yeah, he just kind of has that quiet assassin kind of.
Who's the best talker of the Cardinals after Adam Wainwright?
Jose Willing. I think Colton Wong's a pretty good talker.
Yeah, not bad. That's a good point, Brian.
He'll be pretty honest about what's going on.
Paul DeJong is willing, but a little bit reticent, I think.
And I think Wong, you can ask him anything. Hey, Colton, you're 0 for your last 40 with 30 strikeouts. What's going on? And he's not going to say, dude, what do you think's going wrong? He's willing to talk about anything. Hey, you haven't played in 5 games. I know I'd rather be out there, but I don't make out the lineup. I mean, you can ask him basically anything, and he's willing to answer it.
All right, let's take a short time out. We'll have our 5 for Frank. We'll have the commish. We got Dr. Rick. Big 11 o'clock hour coming your way.